T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is Michael Brooks, founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, with another very special edition of Ignite Your Life. I have a very exciting guest with us today, a brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell you a little bit about her, and then we are going to go with an interview of one of the most fascinating hosts we've had in a long time. She is going to do a great job, and her show premieres next week. So you're going to want to pay attention to her show day and time. And she is the fascinating and vivacious Tandy. Welcome, Tandy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Michael. Thank you so much. This is such an honor, and I'm super excited to be a radio show host on your Coach on Fire network. It's super exciting.
Yes, And we are honored and pleased to have you. Your show is going to be fascinating and very exciting and deliver just great value to the Coach on Fire audience. And you'll be developing your own audience as time goes on. So I'm absolutely thrilled. But let's start, Tandy, with a little bit about, why don't you give us your full name? I know the last name may be a little hard to pronounce for some people. And give us a little bit about who you are and your background and where you come from, because I know that's a little bit of an interesting story in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. So my full name is Tandy Ellis-Sala, and I am a leadership coach. I have studied, coached, led, researched, and talked on the topic of leadership for over 30 years. I spent 25 years in corporate America as an executive leader in higher education administration. I also served as a faculty member at the collegiate level, teaching leadership, strategic planning, problem solving for 10 years. And I was a Franklin Covey certified facilitator in their 7 Habits of Highly Effective People curriculum, their leadership curriculum, and their trust curriculum. And on a personal note, I have been a full-time entrepreneur for the last 5 years. I coaching folks, and I am a mom to 3 amazeballs kids. They're actually adults,
nice.
28, 24, and 21, mm-hmm. A beautiful dog, a cat, a lot of people don't know about me is that I left corporate America to take care of both of my parents full-time, very unexpectedly, when my dad was involved in a massive accident. And I helped them take care of them until installed them through their respective deaths in 2012. And I am a 4-time cancer thriver, Michael. I have kicked cancer's butt 4 times. And
congratulations on that.
Thank you. And so I know more than a lot of people the importance of...
And what is your... Yeah. And I do want to get into that in just a second, Candy, but sorry to hear about your parents in 2012. And what country were you in?
Here in the United States.
Okay, they were here in the United States. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And a cancer survivor, it's a tragic disease, and a lot of people don't survive it. What would be your biggest tips for... Is it mindset or belief or medication? What would you tell people that were diagnosed with cancer today on making the good fight and surviving?
Yeah, excellent question, Michael. The biggest thing for me was my faith and my mindset. And The fourth time that I was diagnosed, it was stage four. So it was much more serious. And I went through surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and as a holistic practitioner, I have also threw a lot of alternative medicine things at it too. And at the end of my first round, I had stage four kidney failure and anemia and other things, and I decided not to do round two. So one tumor was gone, two were still remaining, and over the course of 9 months, I helped heal myself. And I did that because I had faith, and I trusted myself, I trusted others around me, I trusted my support system, I trusted life and the process of life, and I certainly trusted in God, source, universe, energy, whatever you want to call it. And and I knew, I absolutely knew and believed, Michael, that cancer was just my story, part of my story. It wasn't going to define me, and it wasn't going to end me. And so I knew that my legacy was much bigger than cancer.
And very, really very nice. And congratulations, Tandy. That's just something else.
Thank you. Yeah, I really I really believe in the power of the mind. I believe that we all have the power within to be, do, and have anything that we want. And, you know, and that is a big part of who I am as a person and also as a leadership coach, because I believe that leadership starts from within. It's an inside job. And there are a lot of moving parts around leadership. And I believe that's why my show is called Leading From Within, Conversations on Leadership. Because I really believe that when we as leaders can step into our power fully and overcome the mindset blocks and the ego and all of that, and we can learn what we need to learn, we become more powerful.
And do you have a definition of leadership from within? Something other than what you've just said in a line or two?
Well, my motto, if you will, is your capacity to lead expands through trust. So,
okay, I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, so, and I'm getting some feedback from you. I'm not sure if it's a delay or just what, but...
Yeah, well...
So I really believe that in order to expand your leadership and lead others, you've got to lead yourself first. And I think that all starts with trust and trusting yourself.
I love leading yourself first. That's just awesome. And so your radio show on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And by the way, you can find out about Tandy and all of our hosts and listen to this interview and many other of our shows on facebook.com/ Coach on Fire Radio. And Tandy, how can people reach you? Your website?
Yeah, I'd love to, you know, when we talk about leadership, one of the first steps is hiring right. And as entrepreneurs, the first hire is generally a virtual assistant. So I have an amazing free gift for folks, and they can get that by going to my website, which is tandyelisala.com/VA guide.
Okay, Perfect. And that link will be in the blurb here underneath while you're listening to the show. You'll be able to just click right on that and get over to Tandy. So Leadership from Within, starting next Wednesday, Tandy, why don't you give us all the details of that and what our audience can expect in the coming weeks from your show?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you, Michael. Yes, my premiere show is Wednesday, May 24th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the first show, I'm going to lay the foundation for future conversations around leadership. I'm going to share the top, my 12 laws of leadership. And through that, you're going, you know, our listeners are going to learn through the 12 laws how to lead from within. You know, I'm going to share 3 tips of why each law is important and one thing that they can do to move that needle in the direction of greater, you know, igniting their life and
nice.
Igniting their leadership greatness. And then from there, I'm going to have guests on the show that will highlight and share their stories, their experiences with leading from within and ultimately, you know, leading others. And how they're creating a legacy beyond themselves.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's talk a little bit about you. You've told us about being a 4-time cancer survivor and your kids and your kids by extension, your kitty and your puppy. What's the quirkiest thing about your puppy and your cat or your kitty?
Oh, my gosh. My quirkiest thing about my cat is probably that whenever you try to pet her, she runs away. Like she'll come up and rub against your leg and pretend meow at you and pretend like she wants some love. But the second you go to try to pick her up, she's like, "No, I'm just kidding. I'm good."
Typical cat.
Yeah, the typical cat. They
yeah.
think that they are the queen or king of the castle. And
exactly.
that's honestly why I really love dogs, because dogs get that they're on the totem, lower on the totem pole. They get that they have
there
masters. They aren't the masters. So my dog is amazing. And one of the most amazing things about my dog, not necessarily the quirkiest, but my dog has literally saved my parents' lives and helped me literally and figuratively without any special training. And so I really believe in the power of that dog-human relationship. Like, I really think it's, mm-hmm. it's super powerful. And probably the quirkiest thing about her is whenever you're on, she's on the bed with you or on the couch or anything, and she's comfy and she's all settled, if you make any moves, she doesn't like it. She kind of turns and looks at you and goes, you know, but she's done that since she was an infant, like literally when she was a baby. So
uh-huh.
it's just something
nice.
About her, you know, that she does. But she likes things to be quiet and, you know, not too loud and rambunctious, so.
Okay, and when you're not taking care of the kitty and the puppy and not working or taking care of your family, what do you do for fun? Do you have any hobbies or anything that you just love to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I really love dancing. So I...
Nice.
I've been called a dancing queen. I love dancing, all kinds of dancing. I also, I'm a big movie buff, so I love watching movies, going to movies. I really enjoy reading, and last year I picked up painting. So I've started to do some like painting classes and stuff like that. And I think that that's really cool. I never in a million years would have thought I would have been interested in that, but I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
Nice. What types of paintings do you do?
Generally, let's see. I've done one of a sun. I've done one of like a wood. I've done two like wood stained designs with words on them, like, you know, love is here, and, you know, like we have wet kisses and bags and, you know, all that good stuff.
Nice.
It's like inspirational type sayings on painted wood. And
nice.
then I've done a tree of life.
Cool. Very, very nice. You mentioned that you were a movie buff. Do you have a favorite actor, maybe a celebrity crush?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Okay, so a couple of my favorite actors... that would also kind of go in the category of crushes, include Will Smith, Denzel Washington. I think
nice.
He's such a versatile actor. You know, he's done so many great
mm-hmm.
things. And so anything that Denzel is in, I watch because I just think he just is so talented. Matthew McConaughey is another one of my favorites. And,
mm-hmm.
gosh, I have so many. There's just Harrison
okay.
Ford. Harrison Ford is another one.
Yeah, there you go.
I love his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's great. And, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay. We are talking to, and let me make sure I get this right, this is a special edition of Ignite Your Life. I am Michael Brooks, founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and we are talking to a brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, the fascinating and vivacious Tandy Esistala. Did I get that right, Tandy, or close enough?
Close enough.
Close enough. Okay, close enough. She has a brand new show starting next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time called Leading From Within, and I hope you can all join Tandy for her premiere episode. She's got some fascinating content that's just going to give you some great value and things that you can learn about leadership and use right away. So I hope you'll all join us for that show Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the 24th. So that's just a few days away, so from when you're listening to this interview. So, Tandy, I'm really excited about that. And you mentioned you like to read. So what's the best book you've read in the last 6 months that you would recommend to others?
There's probably two. There's Profit First. That is a book that one of my mentors told me about. And it offers a different way of looking about how entrepreneurs and small businesses think about their profit and their revenue and how to take profit off the top, if you will, and then
mm-hmm.
kind of the idea of investing in yourself first before you pay the bills kind of thing.
Gotcha.
But he does it in a really cool and different way. And then the other is that I just finished is Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass at Making Money. And, she's got some awesome tips for mindset and how to, you know, mm-hmm. overcome those limiting beliefs and those things that are, you know, that keep you playing small. So I would really recommend that book.
Cool. And how about the most inspiring
inspiring person you ever met? And what advice did they give you that that you've used that has helped you in your success?
Wow. The most inspiring person I have ever met in person was probably Wayne Dyer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer, who recently passed away. Great guy.
Yes, amazing man. And I had the opportunity to meet him and talk with him on multiple occasions in multiple different ways. And he really helped me kind of reinforce and reaffirm the idea that we are powerful beyond measure, and that we truly are all interconnected. So I would say him.
Okay.
Yeah. And another person that just recently I met recently that really totally inspired me, Michael, and someone that I had never even heard of until a couple of weeks ago, and I am, like, totally in love with this woman. I'm like, oh, my God, how did I not know about you, is Glennon Doyle Melton. And Glennon, I met her at a International Women's Summit a couple of weeks ago, and the message that really resonated with me from her was a message that through the pain comes transformation. That when you can sit with your pain, you become a warrior. That a lot of people try to avoid pain, you know, and crush it down and push it down and all this, but it's actually the allowing the pain to rise up that gives us the most transformation in our lives, shifts in our lives. So that was pretty powerful.
Okay. Very cool. And you were a facilitator or trainer, I guess, for Seven Habits or Impressions of Professor Covey or Stephen Covey.
I really loved Stephen Covey. You know, he passed away a few years ago, and
right.
I think he was a self-improvement legend, really. You know, his organization is
broke new ground, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And the curriculum that Franklin Covey as an organization creates is top rate and first class. And they really are leaders in helping organizations, create better leaders. So I was honored to be a part of that organization for 4 years. It was really fabulous.
Yeah, I met him a few times and was very, very impressed with him. He didn't live too far from where I was at the time in Boise, Idaho. He was based out of Utah and very, very fascinating, professorial type of guy. Absolutely brilliant and inspiring in his own way. No question. So I know I wanted to comment on him because I knew you had met him as well and worked for them for some time. Do you have a favorite food, Tandy? Something that you just can't live without, that maybe a guilty indulgence?
Oh, man. Honestly, it depends on what day it is. But
what day it is.
You know,
pick a day of the week.
Yes, exactly. Food. Like, seriously, capital F-O-O-D, Michael, food. I just love food.
Nice.
My family and I really connect at mealtime together, and we always have. Mm-hmm. And so that's just always been special for us. And so I would say I could not live without, I would say, I couldn't live without Mexican food and Italian food.
Something that's big down here in California is Taco Tuesday.
Taco
and Tuesday Chinese down here in San Diego.
There you go. Very cool. Cool. Well, Tandy, it has been really good. I think we got to know you pretty well here and created some anticipation for Leading From Within, premiering next Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the 24th of May, 4 p.m. Pacific time, that is. So whatever time zone you are in around the world, you can calculate what time Tandy's show will be on. She's going to do a very, very cool show. It's her premiere show, so I encourage everyone to show up and hear what Tandy has to say. And get some great transformation and leadership tips that you can take to the bank. So it's been an honor and it's been a pleasure, Tandy. And why don't you recap one more time how people can get a hold of you and be able to learn more about you in anticipation of your show next Wednesday?
Absolutely, Michael. So the free gift that I have is on my website at Tandy Elisala, that's TandyElisala.com/VA Guide. And you can also connect with me on Facebook on my business page at Successful Coaching to Greatness.
Nice. Well, Tandy, it has been an honor. I'm thrilled for your new show coming up next week, again, Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Leading From Within. And it's going to be an absolutely awesome show. I am honored that you are a part of the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And we will see you next Wednesday. So thank you again, Tandy. It has been a pleasure.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. This is Michael Brooks with a special edition of Ignite Your Life. Go out and make it a terrific week, everyone. Until next time. Be great. Thank you. Thank you.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.